Just any example of an extremely embarrassing moment.
Okay. All right.
Turn all the recorders on. We'd like a close-up shot here.
Tell me when I'm ready enough for you. All right. I can just remember being belittled by teachers because I would daydream in class, and I would just become oblivious to everything, and they would kind of wake me up because I was running away from the self-esteem back then was so low that just about anything else I could think of, daydreaming, anything, would pull me out. And so...
But you see, we think that you are characterizing that in a different way than we would. We talked about our friends... 8-year-old, her 14-year, her 10-year-old, her 14-year-old, and her 19-year-old, and we all sort of took the journey of being more tuned in the younger you are and less tuned in as you get older. In other words, it's sort of what happens in the socialization of life here. It doesn't have to, but it often does. And so when you understand that it's not that you are, what were the words you just used?
That... I had my self-esteem was so low that I would daydream, I said.
Now think about what you were saying. So your self-esteem wasn't low, but your seeing yourself through the eyes of others who were not connected caused you to feel bad.
Yes.
And the escape from it was to move to a place that felt better.
Exactly.
And your socialized world would say, it's not right for you to daydream yourself away from your pain. You should stay fully present right here with it. In fact, let me make it more. The source within you is calling you to a better feeling place. When we first began, we were going to say to Jerry, he's pretty bundled up over there. The thermostat sitting right next to him says, how many degrees?
65
degrees. There is a strong wind blowing right on his head. If he were really in tune with us, he would drag his chair to a warmer corner of the world. In other words, he would not sit there and tolerate a breeze so unpleasant. Why do you tolerate unpleasant breezes? Why do you tolerate unpleasant breezes?
I was thinking about moving the table out further out there, but I haven't gotten to that yet.
Or ask someone to turn off the bloody air conditioning. But if you cannot control them, and clearly you cannot, drag your chair to a warmer corner of the world. You cannot control the people who are disconnected from source. Drag your chair to a warmer corner of the world. And so that's what you did. You zoned out. You tuned yourself in to pure positive energy. You found a place that was more comfortable. And then they'd snap you out of it. And you developed a belief that they were right. You developed a belief that they were right and you were wrong. And we're here to tell you, you were right and they were wrong, you see. There is not anything wrong with retreating from that which is unpleasant. In fact, that's what the source within you is always doing. The source within you is calling you toward who you really are. The source within you is calling you to that place that always feels good. And you hold no obligation to anyone to stay in a place that does not feel good for any reason ever, you see. So now, let's work through that from this new framework. So now talk about this embarrassing moment where a teacher puts a spotlight on you and you're embarrassed because you have not been paying attention.
Yes. Teacher asks me a question and says my name, and I've got no idea what the rest of the sentence was before my name showed up. And all eyes are on me in the classroom, and they caught me again.
All right, so now let's think back on that from what you now know. Do you think that if that teacher had been speaking something that was interesting or compelling, that you might have been there? And so... Do you think it was a failure in your listening or a failure in his teaching? Or could it not be anyone's failure? Could it just not have been a vibrational match?